Outreach Mass, bringing Christ to mid-Michigan for 40 years.
Welcome to the Outreach Mass. Oh my God, I come before you with all my restrictions and my pain. I ask you to have mercy on your servant. Be my companion in my sorrows, my hope in my anguish, and my friend in my joy. In this Outreach Mass, grant me the grace to hear your word and worship your Son at Holy Communion. Bless my neighbors. Bless those who provide the Outreach Mass. Bless the Diocese of Lansing and all who, through their prayers and support, make this televised Mass possible. We ask this through Christ our Lord. Amen.
St. Teresa of Avila once said that a person's life here on earth, even one filled with sufferings, when looked back on from the perspective of heaven, is like one night spent in a bad hotel. Our readings today exhort us to have this heavenly perspective. In the first stanza of our psalm, we prayed, 1,000 years in your sight, Lord, are as yesterday, now that it is past, or as a watch of the night. We heard from the book of Ecclesiastes that under the sun, all things are vanity. That word vanity in the original Hebrew literally means mist or a mere breath, something that passes away. I think we know this about life. How often in conversation do we talk about how fast time has gone by? Whether it's how quick the summer is going by, or maybe how fast children or grandchildren are growing up, we tend to have a sense that time goes by quick. And since all of us have limited time here on earth, life goes by quick. As Kenny Chesney put it, don't blink. And faced with the shortness of our lives, we can have one of two responses. We can have the response of Koheleth in our first reading and say that all things are vanity. Or we can have the response of St. Paul, who in our second reading says, think of what is above, not of what is on earth. When Christ your life appears, then you too will appear with him in glory. So the first perspective is merely an earthly perspective. That if this visible world is all there is, then nothing has meaning. All is in vain. We just work to accumulate stuff, and then when we die, it gets left to someone else who doesn't deserve it. Sometimes we can be tempted to this materialistic way of thinking. And this was the mindset of the rich man in the parable that we heard in today's gospel passage. He was so focused on worldly success that when he got it, he turned in on himself. But rather than sharing the superabundance of grain that he was blessed with, he stored up treasure for himself. And then one night later, his life was over. Living life with only an earthly mindset really is a tragedy. It's like seeing things as two-dimensional. If this life is all there is, then where do we place our hope? We'd be confined to place our hope in passing things, whether it be our possessions, our wealth, our education, or even our relationships. All these things will eventually pass away, and then we would be left hopeless. only able to utter that refrain, that all things are vanity under the sun. But thanks be to God, that the one who is above the sun has come down from heaven, so that we who live below the sun might have hope, hope for eternal life. In dying, rising, and ascending into heaven, Jesus has opened heaven for us. St. Paul even speaks about our death and resurrection with Christ as something that has already happened. He says, "You have died. You were raised with Christ. Through the power of our baptism, Jesus shares with us his own divine life. And now we are free, free to live with a heavenly perspective. That this life is not all that there is. So if we're not totally satisfied with the things of this life, we don't lose hope, because we know we're on a journey back to God. I think it's good for us to remember that we're in this Jubilee year of hope. The Lord wants to pour out his grace into our hearts in a special way this year, that the virtue of hope may be strengthened in our hearts, as we recognize that with the light of the gospel, this earthly life becomes a pilgrimage of hope. And Jesus has opened heaven for us, and he's given us all we need to get there. And he makes it clear today that one of the things that helps us to get there is generosity. Jesus tells us today, Take care to guard against all greed. For though one may be rich, one's life does not consist of possessions. Greed comes from holding too tightly to our possessions, which is really a symptom of having an earthly perspective. But when we have a heavenly perspective, we are able to be generous with anything that we have, because we are free. Free because we're not confined to this world only. And through our baptism, we've begun to live for heaven. And notice that Jesus doesn't condemn the man simply for being rich. It's not necessarily a problem that he had to tear down his barns to build bigger ones to store all the grain. But it's why he did it. He stored up treasure for himself, and therefore was not rich in what matters to God. So whether we are rich or not, today we can ask ourselves, am I living with an earthly or a heavenly perspective? And one way to know the answer is to ask the follow-up question, am I generous or not? And if there's areas in our heart in need of purification, St. Paul says today, put to death then the parts of you that are earthly. Or take off the old self and put on the new self. The best place to do that is the sacrament of reconciliation, where we put to death our sins and are clothed with heartfelt compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience, bearing with one another and forgiving one another, as the Lord has forgiven you.